This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Gillian Coldsnow. Colorado wildlife officials are finalizing a plan to reintroduce wolverines to the state. Jake Ivan is a wildlife research scientist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. He says Colorado's high alpine ranges are ideal for the solitary animals, which are members of the weasel family.
We've gone through the exercise of modeling and mapping wolverine habitat in Colorado, and there's a fair amount of it, over 30,000 square kilometers, which makes us actually the largest unoccupied block of habitat left in the lower 48.
The original plan for reintroduction was drafted in 2010. At that point, the state chose to reintroduce lynx instead. Rental owners were expected to come out in force next week to speak out against a short-term rental tax measure, but lawmakers have delayed the hearing. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The legislation would tax short-term rentals as commercial properties instead of residential, a move that would increase the tax by 20 percentage points. Chris Hansen, a Denver Democrat and the bill's lead sponsor, says the hearing has been delayed to hammer out amendments. The bill aims to ease the housing shortage in mountain communities where many homes are rented out to tourists rather than to residents. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
State wildlife staff euthanized a mountain lion. They believe the animal killed at least three goats owned by people in Summit County and may also have bitten a woman's dog earlier this month. Officials say the mountain lion had lost any fear of humans. This is CPR News and KRCC.